Homeless people sleeping outside has been a big issue for the city of Boise for a long time. The city has passed laws against it and fought in court for years to keep those laws on the books. But over the summer, homeless people began doing something new, from hidden campsites scattered throughout Boise. They've gathered together in one place near downtown and pitched dozens of tents, and for now the city is letting them stay. Adam Cotterell takes us to what some are calling Boise's Tent City.
A man in his 40s, with a healing gash on his forehead, paces up and down an alley known as Cooper Court. It's pressed up against the freeway connector just west of downtown Boise.
I don't understand this. I don't know what's going on here in Boise. If radio could show this, I think people would be shocked.
The man, who doesn't want to give his name, seems to be in shock himself. He says he's been middle class all his life, but found himself suddenly homeless and penniless 2 days ago. He's been sleeping at nearby homeless shelter Interfaith Sanctuary and spending his days in the alley. He says the people here have been kind to him, but he can't seem to come to grips with the realities of the place, like the lack of bathrooms and the smell that creates. But he's most bothered by the presence of children.
This is third world right here. There's no reason why American child should have to live like this.
The alley has about 50 tents and makeshift shelters, plus pallets where people sleep under the open sky. It wraps around Interfaith Sanctuary with two long, narrow arms. There's a larger open area behind Sanctuary. It's there Robert Anderson cups a cigarette that seems to be nothing but a smoldering filter. Anderson is one of the best-known people in Boise's homeless community, though mostly by another name.
My friends call me Stretch.
What are we, about 6'5", 6'6"?
6'7".
Anderson says he's been homeless for more than 30 years, and his life's work is advocating for other people experiencing homelessness. He says about 110 people sleep in the alley each night. He says many of them have drug or alcohol problems, and most have some kind of mental illness. Some of the people find shelters too stressful, some disagree with the rules, some are just frightened by the bed bugs that sometimes plague the shelters. And Anderson says some aren't allowed in because of things like criminal records or warrants. He says the people who sleep outside have been pushed from one Boise location to another until they came together here.
A lot of us are working and can't get out of this. All these people are just trying to find a place in the community, and the community is saying, no, we don't want you.
But Anderson also says having the camp here isn't good for Interfaith Sanctuary, a place he says that's essential to Boise's homeless. The post office won't deliver the shelter's mail anymore, and it's having trouble getting food and other supplies delivered. Anderson says it's a safety issue for Sanctuary's guests.
I mean, there's drugs, there's alcohol. We had a shooting here about 3 months ago, right here in the alley. 3 shots were fired, nobody was hurt. Came close.
Jojo Valdez says when she became homeless 3 months ago, the alley terrified her. Valdez sits in Corpus Christi House Day Shelter, whose back door opens onto the alley. She says she stayed at Interfaith Sanctuary for 2 months, but she had to sleep apart from her husband, and that made her anxious. So they got a tent and moved outside.
Mostly it's really mellow. In the month I've been there, I've been woke up 3 times for fights, for hearing somebody fight. I feel pretty safe out there. Everybody kind of looks out for everybody. They kind of all think of each other as family.
That sense of family is something that many people in the alley talk about. Lisa Vaudry calls it a village. Vaudry runs Corpus Christi House. She says the people in the alley take care of each other.
It is their own government. There is a set of rules. If somebody comes in and is violent, or somebody comes in and steals from somebody, or they're not behaving the way that the people want them to, they are ousted.
Vaudry says even though the camp is creating serious problems for Interfaith Sanctuary, she'd rather it remain in place until a permanent solution is found. She thinks the people are safer and have better access to help in the alley than they did when they were scattered all over town. City spokesman Mike Journey says there's enough space in the city's homeless shelters to accommodate the people in the alley. Journey says the city has no plans right now to force the people to leave Cooper Court, but for health and safety reasons, they can't stay long term.
We have had calls in recent days about tents catching on fire in that area. It's been an untenable situation for a while. We've known that. Obviously, it's a complex situation as well, and it's something that we're looking for solutions to.
Lisa Vaudry says she thinks the city is trying its best to solve Boise's unsheltered homeless problem. But she says it's difficult and will take time. For now, she says, the camp in the alley is the solution that homeless people have come up with for themselves. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.